AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at the NATO summit in Spain.
Ukraine can count on us for as long as it takes.
NATO and Director Jens Stoltenberg declared Russia the most significant and direct threat to its members' peace and security. Stoltenberg says this war will eventually be settled diplomatically.
And therefore we know that there is a very close link between what they can achieve around the negotiating table and their strength on the battlefield, and therefore our focus now is to support them on the battlefield with many different types of lethal and non-lethal support.
President Biden is at the summit in Madrid. He met with Turkey's President Erdogan.
I want to particularly thank you for what you did putting together the situation with regard to Finland and Sweden and all the incredible work you're doing to try to get grain out of Ukraine and Russia. I mean, you're doing a great job. I just want to thank you.
Finland and Sweden want to join NATO. The number of dead is up to 53 in Texas from the discovery of a stifling trailer in San Antonio. The Supreme Court ruled a former state trooper in Texas can sue over his claim he was forced out of his job when he returned from Army service in Iraq. The justices also ruled Oklahoma can prosecute non-Native Americans for crimes committed on tribal land when the victim is Native American. The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, is criticizing the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, calling the decision to no longer recognize the constitutional right to abortion a setback that would ultimately cost lives. Nielsen ratings show a drop-off for viewers of Fox News when it airs hearings from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Herschel W. Woody Williams, the last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, has died in West Virginia. He was 98. Stocks are shifting between gains and losses. This is AP News. Two of Congress's staunchest conservatives won yesterday.
Illinois Republican Representative Mary Miller won her primary over fellow incumbent Representative Rodney Davis just days after she called the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe a historic victory for white life. Her spokesperson said she misspoke. Another Trump ally, Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert, easily beat back a challenge from a more mainstream Republican. Mississippi Republican Representative Stephen Palazzo lost in a rare runoff to Sheriff Mike Ezell. But his Republican House colleague, Michael Guest, won a runoff race in the state despite defying Trump and voting to investigate the January 6th insurrection. I'm Julie Walker.
A former Coast Guard employee, Eldridge Johnson, pleaded guilty in a test score fixing scheme that happened over 7 years at an exam center in Louisiana. He faces up to 15 years for a bribery charge. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.